The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you remember when this movie came out, the Flamin' Hot movie?
It burned good.
Oh, if you love it to burn good, you're going to love today's food news. Turn the radio up. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. And I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
We still have not seen Super Mario Brothers. Do you remember Automatic when Anthony came into the studio and he
shamed me for never watching it?
He did, and we still haven't, so we need to because 170 million people love the movie, so much so Nintendo is releasing a new animated flick next year called Super Mario Brothers World.
Oh,
I know.
Luigi in this one.
You think so?
I hope so.
Tell me about the movie. What was it that you and 169,999,000 however many more people
liked it so much? It was the perfect amount of nostalgia for anybody who's just a video game fanatic. Nintendo and Mario and Luigi and, you know, Peaches, the whole crew.
Oh.
They are a foundation for all gamers. So I think that's really what brought it together. And it reminded me kind of like the same humor palette as Shrek, where, you know, kids can laugh at it. And of course, me and my
homies. It's funnier for adults.
Yeah, we can laugh at it as well,
too. You just made me think about all the old school games that are so popular today. We might have to talk about that another day. All right, DJ Automatic food news.
Cheetos is releasing a new flavor. It's going to be called Flaming Hot Crunchy Dill Pickle. And it's going to be launching in early 2025.
Wait, is it a real pickle?
No, it's Cheetos that are flavored like dill pickle.
Oh, they know
like
Latinas. They know Latinas' heart. Good. They know this because the lime is good, but the pickle and the hot Cheeto all together, my mouth is watering right now. What's wrong with me?
Your waistline is expanding too.
Oh!
It is a Hot Mama collab. Those are my favorite pickles.
Oh, you know what I was thinking? Automatic, there's a meme, and it's SpongeBob breathing hard, and he's holding a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and it said Latinas during P.E. You said the waist. What do we have for National Day, Anthony?
All right, let's kick it off with National STEM Day. This is encouraging kids to explore their interest in science, technology, and engineering along with math.
We need our kids to be more fluent when it comes to math, when it comes to science. We're having to import people to work these jobs. It's not okay.
I'm just gonna be the pessimist that I am. AI is probably going to take care of a lot of this, unless you're the person who's writing the AI.
Somebody's got to write it. And guess who writes it? The people that know STEM.
There it is. Get on those prompts, y'all.
And we
also celebrate STEM Day on November 8th because it kind of sounds like innovate.
Okay. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
It's also National Cappuccino Day, which is a strong staple here inside the Dana Cortez
Show. Sure is. Don't get my cappuccino on. No bueno.
And let's go to wrap it up on World Pianist Day.
Oh, pianist.
Pianist?
Pianist.
People play piano.
It almost says I don't want to say what it sounds like you're saying. DJ Automatic. I'm not going to say it. I used to play the piano when I was little.
My grandma tried to teach me, but I never stuck with it.
I played the alto saxophone for 1 year in seventh grade. And truth be told, I told people I quit because I wanted to play football. But honestly, I couldn't read music. So I was like,
It's hard. I got in band,
so I didn't have to read anything. And now like, all these symbols at me, I couldn't do it.
At least you're dyslexic. I mean, that's sad and all. I couldn't read the music because I couldn't afford glasses. I was just poor. Sad day. I should have studied STEM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I cheated one time and I actually got away with it. And I can't believe it. So before I tell you what I did, I saw this story and I thought, oh my gosh, we have to discuss it. So there's a basketball coach, Vincent Grayson. He hired people to take tests for folks who just graduated college and they needed to pass their teaching exam.
Okay.
That's a lot of cheating.
Wait, so if I was a teacher trying to pass my teacher exam.
You're not a teacher yet, Anthony.
And
you just graduated.
And then I needed somebody to take the test. He would pay somebody to take the test.
Or go take it for you.
Oh.
And then you get your certificate, you go teach the kids, 200 teachers hired, and he made himself over a milli.
Oh my God, the undocumented
teacher. This is all legend. Yeah. You gotta say it's alleged because you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, absolutely alleged. Thank you, DJ Automatic.
Don't want to get sued.
Well, I just started thinking. You can hear my nervousness. I was the spelling bee champ. I was in all National Honor Society classes.
Cheated on the spelling bee?
No, I didn't cheat on the spelling bee. Mr. Wilson trusted me to grade everyone's papers.
Oh. Let's go.
Because I was that kid. I was that kid, right?
Yes.
Aye, aye, aye. I can't believe I'm admitting this. I gave myself an A when I got a word wrong.
And what about your friends? Did you?
No, I gave them all the grades they needed. I gave them all the grades.
Kind of cheater. That's a.
What do you mean?
You're supposed to bring everybody with you.
Dude, supposed to raise the whole group up.
What's good for me is good for me.
That's a lot of you can't copy my homework energy there.
If I'm going down, I'm just going down for myself, not everybody else. That's where Mr. Grayson went wrong. You know what I'm saying?
You just said something, Anthony. Did you used to let people copy your homework or no?
Yes, I did.
Oh, there it is. Round of applause.
That's
unfortunate.
Ashamed to be married to you.
Automatic, that's horrible.
Well, I would have never passed had you people not let me copy.
I'm the only one that's cheated?
No,
you're not, because Dana, I am happy that you admitted that, because as long as I've known you, which is over a good decade now, you've always bragged about how you were the Spelling Bee champ.
That's right.
That you cheated behind the
scenes. This was just a test, actual.
This is like when Lance Armstrong took steroids. This is crazy.
I'm going to have to admit to one. I cheated on my driver's test.
Automatic?
The written part, not the driver part, obviously.
I mean, if you remember that.
I'm saying, oh, yeah. I got a 98 obvious. On that part. But I was taking the test, and my friend Ross was there with me, and he was watching me take it, and he was like, that's wrong. And so he just started feeding me the answers as I was going. I ended up with a 95 on the written, a 98 on the driver's test.
Damn, good thing you're sitting next to Ross and not somebody like Dana.
You know what? I need to call Ross, because right now it is not shocking to me why I have to backseat drive.
All right.
The only reason we make it anywhere, we get to the right turn. We
I'll let
don't,
you think that, Dana.
It's because I tell you how to drive. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all that you cheated on your driving
test. Let's pump the brakes on this conversation. And I will confess, since we're all doing this, as a former Apple employee, it's one of my proudest moments in my professional career is working for Apple. During the training, we would have to submit our internet results since we were working from home to show how strong our internet was. And my friend Cynthia would send me the results to her test because my internet was too slow. So I cheated my whole way through the internet testing through my Apple training. There it is.
So it wasn't like a knowledge test. It was like a speed test.
It was a speed test, but just to make sure my internet was strong enough, and it wasn't. So if you
received... No, you're just poor.
Yes. Yes.
You needed that Apple job.
You really did need the job.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, DJ Automatic actually dumped me. We were dating. I remember it like it was
Why
yesterday.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Well, now we've been married over a decade and we're happily married. So I believe that second chances are a real thing. If you love someone enough, don't hold a grudge. I think about this about when it comes to Ashanti and Nelly. Now, this is a couple who split up, almost 20 years ago? Now they're married. They just had their first baby. They're super happy. Everything's lovely. She called him her soulmate.
Oh, beautiful.
What happened in between those decades? How many soulmates they had? It doesn't matter.
Nelly was finding himself.
Yeah. And, that's why she broke up with him back then. He was finding too many of himself.
When you separated from Dana the first time, was it because you were just out in the streets?
I mean, you want the real story?
Yes, dude.
It's because she was my boss. We worked together, and I was afraid that our boss was going to find out.
Oh.
And I didn't want to get us both fired.
And also, that was one part, but also, I had been married before. I had two daughters. There was just, our lives were completely different. I was a young mother. I had my first daughter at 15. So my life was like his parents' life. And Otto just graduated college.
She's got a whole life before you even existed.
Yeah. So and I understand. I understood the fear. I really did. But the moment he broke up with me, I said, okay, I am so hurt. I'm so devastated. But I knew I'd cry a little bit and then I'd be okay. I already knew. I'd already learned that.
Dana, did you keep him in a doghouse too when he came back?
Oh, he would call me and text me
over
constantly.
And over.
I hate that part of getting your girl back.
Oh, dude.
I wouldn't answer him.
This is for weeks on end. And the thing that was messed up is that we would go do the show and she would act normal with me on the air. And the second the mic turned off, she wouldn't talk to me.
Frosty. Sometimes a circle back doesn't always work. In my situation over the summer, I tried getting back with this girl and she put me in the reverse friend zone.
Oh. Anthony, what happened?
The reverse friend zone is when you break up with a girl, then you separate from her, then you come back and she says, actually, I think we're just friends.
Oh.
And she just said she doesn't give anybody second chances.
That's her loss.
That's what I told her.
No.
That's what I told her. That's how I feel now. Was I sad crying out of her door on the ring camera a little bit? Maybe.
But well, that's, you know, why you get
that's her loss now, though, dude. That's her loss.
I really believe it is her loss, because the fear that you have of possibly being hurt again, don't get me wrong, when Autumn Automatic and I got back together, I was afraid to have that feeling again. Now, I knew I'd get past it, but that hurt feeling when somebody breaks up with you, oh my gosh, it is awful. But I did it because I fear that the regret of not trying would have been worse than that pain that I might have experienced if it hadn't worked out.
Ah.
So it's on her.
Yeah. There it is, dude.
And congratulations to Ashanti and Nelly on their baby.
That was such a drastic, sorry, Anthony, for you. But congratulations, Nelly and Ashanti.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Wisconsin Capitol Tulip Garden is going up in smoke. Marijuana plants have taken over.
Hey.
All right, so one day there's a gardener out there who, by the way, wasn't the normal gardener, and he realized these are not tulips. These plants have to do with the marijuana strain. So now the question is, was the old gardener planting them? We don't know that. But over a dozen very large marijuana plants were removed from the tulip garden. I think maybe there might have been some undercover sales going on there or something, because nobody would notice. They're in front of the Capitol, hidden in full view.
There's that old nursing rhyme of Ronald McDonald had a farm.
Yeah. Hello.
Automatic. That was actually funny. That was funny. Marijuana is illegal in all forms in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Except if you're on the Capitol grounds.
All right. You've all heard the expression, you'd have to pay me to live there.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they're actually ready to do that in Illinois. There are three cities that are willing to pay you to live in these cities. And their first one is called Jacksonville, Illinois. Not the Jacksonville that we're familiar with of the Jacksonville Jaguars, okay. But Jacksonville, Illinois. They're going to pay you $9,300 a year to live there.
Okay. All right.
Then you have Matton, which they'll pay you $11,707 a year to live there. And then in Pittsfield, they will actually pay you $6,800 a year to live within 100 miles of the city town.
So this is supplemented on top of whatever you're going to make working at an establishment in said city.
Well, yes.
I'm excited to announce you guys have met Illinois' newest resident, Anthony A.
Yeah!
All right, from Illinois, where they're paying you to live, to New Jersey, where a man refused to pay for some pickles. There's a pickle bandit loose in New Jersey. A man is going around different convenience stores and dunking his head into pickle jars, which, as a pickle lover that I am, that upsets me, dog. All right, because if you wonder who buys gas station pickles, it's people like me.
Wait a minute. I thought that was only a southern thing. They put pickles in the barrels in New Jersey, too?
Yeah, hell yeah, dog. That goes everywhere, dude.
They got pig's feet?
No, I don't know about that, but we're talking pickles here, all right? So the police department in New Jersey has taken this upon themselves to make sure that they are, you know, getting to the bottom of this jarring crime.
Too late. The guy with the stolen pickles already had his head at the bottom before they did.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.